I have been doing transcendental meditation twice a day for 20 minutes at a time for one full month. And I'm going to share with you exactly the changes that I have seen in my body and in my mind and in my life. Before I do, I just want to welcome you to Microdose You. I am Dr. Dave. And on this channel, I share with you how microdosing magic mushrooms, psilocybin, has totally changed my life for the better. So let's get into the program today. I have been doing transcendental meditation for exactly 1 month, twice a day, 20 minutes at a time. And I will tell you this, that I have found out that transcendental meditation and TM are both trademarked or copyrighted terms, and I am not really allowed to use them. But I will share with you, I am not associated with the organization in any way. I'm not a certified instructor. I've never taken the instruction from them. I've done it from my research, and I've learned how to do it on my own, which I will share with you. But since I'm not allowed to call it transcendental meditation, let's call it, just for the sake of today's show, we'll call it microdosing meditation. I don't know if that's good or bad, but since I'm not allowed to call it TM or transcendental meditation, if I'm talking about it or giving instructions on it, we'll call it microdosing meditation for today. So what have I noticed? After 1 month, and I'm still going to continue to do it, but after 1 month, I think that's a pretty safe time to share with you the changes that I've noticed in my body and in my life and in my mind. I have been extremely calm, and my sleep has been really, really good. And not only that, it seems to me like I need less sleep. I just got back from a 1 week road trip, and on the road trip, it was a little bit more difficult since I was doing a lot of things with friends and family and activities. It was a little bit more difficult to get the amount of sleep I normally get, but even getting less sleep, I felt totally rejuvenated and really, really good and awake each day with less sleep. So again, I'll get into whether I think this was an effective TM or a result or a product of the TM or otherwise, and I'll share that with you too. I can think super clearly. I've been at total 100% peace with myself. I feel like I've been more forgiving of other people, more understanding. And the list goes on and on, but those are kind of the main things that I have noticed since I've been doing the microdosing meditation twice a day for 20 minutes at a time. And again, I am going to share with you, it'll take me just a few minutes, exactly how I do it every single day from start to finish. But something I am not sure of, and that is, since I've been microdosing, these are the same changes that I've noticed with my microdosing. So almost exactly the same. So I can't really be sure that either the microdosing meditation has made it better, or whether it's just a factor that I've been microdosing longer and I'm going through these changes anyway. I'm not positive. But from what I've read, the changes that we notice from microdosing magic mushrooms and from microdosing meditation, they're very, very similar. So I will say for those of you that are a little bit reluctant, not sure about microdosing, you're a little bit worried about using something that is in some areas not legal, doing the microdosing meditation might be a safe and viable alternative for you. So let me share with you exactly how I do it. Now again, I am not a transcendental meditation instructor. I'm not associated with the organization. I've never taken one of their courses. So I've gathered this just from years of, I grew up in the 60s and 70s, so I knew about TM back then. So I'm taking this from my years and years of hearing about it, hearing people talk about it, researching, etc. Here is what I do every single day, twice a day. The first thing I did was I selected a mantra. A mantra is a word or a sound that you say repeatedly during your meditation. It can be anything, but here's what I recommend. I recommend that it be two syllables or two words kind of put together, because I use my mantra in conjunction with my breathing in and out. So when I breathe in during the meditation, I will say to myself the first word or the first syllable of my mantra. And then as I breathe out, and it's all done through my nose, I will say the second and I'll repeat it. So don't worry, I'll get back into that in a second. So I suggest that you choose a mantra. It could be a word, it could be a word from another language, it could be a made up word. The only thing I'm going to ask you is that it's not a word that has meaning to you. And the reason for that is, let's say for example, you use the word pencil as a mantra. As you're meditating, as you're saying pencil to yourself for 20 minutes at a time, nonstop, as you're breathing, you're gonna have, at some point, you're gonna have a vision of a pencil. It's impossible not to. So you're gonna be thinking, you're gonna be saying the word pencil, but you'll be thinking about a pencil. That's why it's better to have a word that has no real meaning to you. A very common mantra is just simply the Sanskrit phrase Sat Nam. I mean, most people don't speak Sanskrit, so they don't really know what that means, if it has a meaning. So if you say Sat Nam, that is a possible and very common mantra. Also, you could pick something that you just make up and it sounds good to you and it resonates with you. I don't think there's any right or wrong, although in the organization I referred to a little while ago, I think they make a really big deal and have a big ceremony about being assigned a mantra. To me, I don't think that's that big of a deal. It has to be something that resonates with you, that you can remember, that you like, that feels good, and I think that's really about it. But again, make sure it's something that does not have a true meaning to you. In the spirit of microdosing meditation, I do not share my mantra, and I would recommend you do not share yours. Keep it very personal. If somebody asks you what yours is, just say, this is very personal to me and I don't share it. So what I do is I pick a comfortable location, oftentimes on the sofa over there or wherever I could be, and I just sit down, get in a comfortable position. I set my timer to 20 minutes. And I normally do not play any music. I just listen to ambient sounds around, but I don't really play any different type of music or anything like that during my meditation. And for 20 minutes, all I do is try my best to clear my mind, but it's automatically done when you repeat your mantra. So I will take a deep breath in, not too deep, but I'll take a breath in, and I'll say the first part of my mantra. And let's use the word pencil, because that's not a good mantra, but I'm using that example. So as I breathe in, I'll think to myself, pen. And I'm breathing out, soul. Pen, soul. And I'll just keep breathing in. And again, that's not my mantra, and I do not recommend that as a mantra, but that's just an example how to do that. Then you just keep doing that. And you don't have to think about it. You don't have to intentionally try to clear your mind, because that's the purpose of the mantra. The mantra does that for you. When you keep repeating something over and over and over along with breathing, it's going to do the work for you. You can even be somebody that does not believe it's going to work. You can be skeptical. It doesn't really matter, because if you perform this microdosing meditation, as I explained, it will work for you. Then when your timer goes off at 20 minutes, that's the end. The best times to do it are in the morning, when you wake up in the morning, before you really start with your morning activities, and in the evening, well before you go to bed, probably maybe right after dinner, before you start your evening activities. But there's no real right or no wrong, but you do need to do it twice per day, 20 minutes at a time. Morning and evening are the best times to do it. You can do it if you're a passenger in a car. Don't do it while you're driving, but you can do it in situations where, as long as you can find a comfortable place to be and have reasonable quiet, you know, you don't want to do it in a construction zone, or you don't want to do it when somebody's using leaf blowers or it's super, super loud. That's probably not going to be conducive, but as long as it's reasonably quiet, and you can maintain that 20 minutes of breathing and saying your mantra, that's what microdosing meditation is. I urge you to try it. Don't just try it one time. Don't just try it for a few days. Try it for at least a month. At least a month. They say it even could take a lot longer to see really, really great results. I'm pretty certain it's going to help you quite a bit. It can lower blood pressure. It can absolutely decrease anxiety, but you have to do it in order for it to work. It's a great adjunct to microdosing magic mushrooms. It absolutely is. I think the two of them go really, really, really well together. Okay, I hope this helps you. Again, thanks so much for being here. It's Microdose U. We'll have more classes in the future. If you have not subscribed yet, make sure you click that subscribe button and enable notifications. I've got a lot more stuff coming at you. Talk to you soon. Dr. Dave.
Hey, it's Dr. Dave coming back to you after the show. I really appreciate you being here. And if you could just do me one little favor before you go, it'll take you about 30 seconds of your time. Go onto your podcast platform and give us a rating and a review. It takes just a little bit of your time, and it really, really will help the show immensely. I'm trying to get the word out to people all over the world because so many people are struggling and they need help. And this is the way they're going to find out about us. So take a little bit of your time. Do it for us. I really appreciate you. Thanks so much.